Sometimes the best way to look at a problem is to take a step back and get a bit of perspective. And this is certainly the approach taken by Hugh Mortimer from the Rutherford Appleton Laboratories when considering the problem of crop diseases. In fact, they're getting so much perspective that they've left the planet.
We're involved in a European Framework 7 project. It's a big European Union project with many different partners from Spain, France, Germany, Holland. Our work that we're adding to this project is trying to look at disease in plants and forests from space. And so we have very high-resolution satellite images, one that was built at RAL, which is the RALCam on TopSat, and which gives you about a 2.5 meter ground resolution per pixel, which is actually fantastic. It's very good. So we can actually start to use these data to understand the color changes, the pattern changes that we see from an image to an image to see whether we can identify disease in a crop or field.
Identifying disease, to me, is something that you need a microscope for, not a satellite. So how are you going to be able to see what's normally a bacterial or a fungal infection from space?
So what we're doing is we're looking for key spectral changes, key colour changes, and also identification through the pattern. So if you get an airborne transmitted infection, a disease, then what often happens is you see small patches in the colour changes and the pattern changes. So you'll see a patchy network across a field. And that kind of gives you an indication that something's not quite right. You see discoloration, but you also see this patch. If we see striations, kind of tiger stripes in the crop, then we're pretty confident that there's probably some soil-borne infection. And so what happens is, as the farmer ploughs the field, he drags the disease along in a straight line. And what often occurs is we see these nice changes in colours along in stripes. And so we can also look for those.
So what sorts of diseases can you actually spot?
I'm a physicist from a natural background and training, so moving into this new area of kind of biological understanding is a completely different concept. It's a total new language. And I know that I'll probably get shouted at by my colleagues at the Food and Environmental Research Agency, but Phytophthora ramorum, I think I said that correctly, is a disease that's quite prevalent in, well, has been noticed in the UK. And it's a quarantinable disease, which means that it's controlled across borders. And so if people see it in the UK, it's an immediate reaction that we should try and remove this or try and stop it from spreading. This is one particular disease that we've had an outbreak in the UK in southwest of England, and we've noticed it in the larch trees.
Is it just a general colour change that says these crops aren't as healthy, or can you actually learn something about what's going on by the way in which the colour changes?
So we've got a second project wrapped up in this, and what we're doing is we're looking at not only imagery from space, but we're taking leaves from the trees itself and then subjecting them to tests. And we're looking at the spectral changes in the infrared. Now, this is not necessarily work that's been done too in-depth before, but essentially what we're looking for are colour changes in the infrared, but that are specific to stressors. So you can generally tell whether a plant's healthy or non-healthy by the fact that you can see it's browning or it's changing colour in some way. We get the same kind of colour changes in the mid-infrared, but if we look very high resolution, we can see these broad bands associated with stressors. So whether it's dehydrated, whether it has too much carbon dioxide, whether there's enough nitrates in the soil, we can actually tell that by essentially the spectral changes that we see in the infrared. And so what we've been working on is a campaign to look at how disease will actually change the stressors and whether we can identify specific stressors associated with these diseases.
And will you also be able to use these data to make predictions or even forecasts to say, we know that there seems to be an airborne disease in this area, generally the wind moves this way, so you need to test this field over here and the following areas?
So what we're trying to achieve is a smarter way to actually allow the inspectors to go and target where they inspect. At the moment, it's actually quite a hard job for the inspectors to identify where disease could be prevalent. So by using airborne imagery, satellites, aircraft, UAVs, what we can do is we can say to the inspectors that this is a suspect area and you may want to go and just check it out. So in that way, we're giving the inspectors a tool, an analytical tool, to actually go and do this.
You've mentioned inspectors there. Are they the perceived end user of this information, or is it also going to be distributed out to farmers so they can see what's happening nearby? They might need to take protective measures if a farm, maybe a county across, has got a certain disease. Who is going to be able to access and use this information?
That's a great question. The project that we're involved in is specifically aimed at the inspectors and the group of plant protection organisations around Europe. So the end user in that case will be the inspectors. So we're giving them better methods, more clever methods to actually identify targets and to go and inspect. However, with the tools that we're actually producing, we're trying to give essentially pattern recognition within satellite imagery, which is taken anyway. So we're almost giving the data providers, satellite imagery providers, another tool that they can use.
And what's going to be the next step for you? How do we take this a bit further? What do we still need to know before we can confidently say there's this disease in this field?
We've still got a long way to go. Essentially, what we're doing is we're taking images from satellites where we know there is disease present. So we're working with the inspectors. They're giving us geo-coordinated locations that have got latitudes and longitudes and saying that that tree or this area is infected. So we then go and produce a training set on these databases, and then we can then apply those training sets and kind of the rules that we've imparted onto that training set into a model and then test other images. And where we're going to go from here is actually see how accurate we are in terms of determining whether disease is present. But it's not an easy job. There are a lot of different conditions associated with times of year, different weather patterns, weather changes. Even the time of day gives you different shading and different colorations and shadows, which are very hard to overcome. But we're getting there. We're getting to a point where we can actually identify disease over areas more often than not.
Hugh Mortimer from the Rutherford Appleton Laboratories. Hugh was also recently a guest on the Naked Scientist podcast, explaining his work studying the atmospheres of exoplanets and how that has led him to be involved in giving scientific advice for Ridley Scott's Prometheus. You can find that at thenakedscientists.com/podcasts.